Well, I'm personally glad that there are so many people that have come out tonight because I'm looking for volunteers. That's the title of my message, and that's the purpose of what God's given me to share. I'm looking for volunteers. Father, I thank you, God, with all of my heart, that your word, the entrance of your word gives light. And so tonight, simply asking that you would allow your word to find a place of light and lodging in every heart that is here. Show us, Lord, that the things of your kingdom are not the same as the things of this world. There's something unusual. There's something different about your kingdom. God, help me tonight to convey it and help us to believe and to receive in Jesus' name. So I'm looking for volunteers, but there are certain qualifications that you're going to have. And, you know, I know that there's some sitting here saying, oh, man, I wish he would have come up with this message a year ago. I was feeling so good then. I was more or less on top of the world, spiritually speaking. I was reading my Bible. I was living in victory, or at least heading to victory. But I don't know if I'm capable of volunteering for anything now in the kingdom of God, especially if there are certain qualifications that are necessary, and indeed there are. Let me just begin by reading to you a passage from Psalm 110, a psalm of David. And the more I read the Psalms of David, the more you begin to realize how utterly prophetic a vision he had. There was something about this man's heart that God could speak to him about mysteries. And even though there is no way he could understand at times what he was writing, when he was writing Psalm 22, for example, he would have no understanding from his frame of reference that he was actually writing about the very scene that was going to present itself at the cross, at the redemption of humankind, the greatest event in the history of the world. He was describing it, but he would have no way of fully understanding what he was describing. And he begins Psalm 110 with a phenomenal verse of scripture. He says, "The Lord said to my Lord." Now that wouldn't even make sense to him. The Lord, being Yahweh God, as far as he understood it, spoke to somebody who's higher than I am, to my Lord. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." David, could he have any way of understanding? He just knew that there was going to be somebody was going to sit at the right hand of God by invitation and be given by God power over all of his enemies. Now, he could not have any way of knowing that the scripture could only be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the promised one that was coming to Israel. And verse 2, he says, "The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies." In other words, not only is somebody going to be raised to the right hand of God, is going to have power over all of his enemies, but this powerful leader is going to come from Israel, from the people of God, from Jerusalem. And he's going to rule in the midst of all of the enemies that are his, and subsequently by relationship that are the enemies of the people of God. David saw an incredible day of power. No full way of understanding it. But somehow, this person who's going to sit at the right hand of God is going to have a strength that is going to be known in the midst of our enemies. We're going to become, in a sense, partakers of his victory. There's no way he could understand this. But he says in verse 3, "Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power." I'm looking for volunteers tonight. Your people shall be volunteers. There's a power that's going to be given to the Son of God at the right hand of man. It's going to come from Jerusalem. It's going to come from Mount Zion, as it is, or the people of God of that time, Israel. And there's a people that are going to be called to be partakers, as it is, of this power, and they're going to be volunteers in the day of your power. People are going to come forward. And just as it was when Isaiah saw the powerfulness of God, the awesomeness of God in comparison to his own inability, when he heard the voice of God, he simply probably raised his hand or lifted his voice and said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." The people are going to be willing. So what are the qualifications of being a volunteer in the army of God, where the power of God will be made known again to another generation, where the power of God will reign one more time among the enemies of God, where every force of darkness that is pitted against Christ and against his church will one day again have to bend its knee before the authority of God, the victory of God? What kind of volunteers is Jesus Christ looking for in this generation? Do we have to read 52 chapters of the Bible every day? Do we have to pray 24 hours a day or 16 hours or even 5 hours a day? Do we have to have gone 2 weeks without any known sin in our lives that we are at least aware of? What kind of qualifications are necessary to know this incredible victorious power that sits through Christ at the right hand of Almighty God and rules in the midst of all of the enemies of God and the enemies of the people of God? The clue to the qualifications is found in Luke chapter 4. When Jesus got up and he stood before the people of that time and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Qualification number one: you have to have no resources. You have to have no power to go forward. You have to know that you are bankrupt. You have to be absolutely empty of yourself. You have to be a person sitting here tonight and says, "Oh God, I've got nothing to give to you." You are the one the Lord is looking for. You are the volunteer that God is calling out to. "I need you." It's like Uncle Sam, but on a much higher level. "I need you for my army. I don't need people who are full of themselves. I need people who are empty of themselves, who are willing to be filled with the resource of God. For the power is not of you. The power is of God. It's of God's Holy Spirit. It's something that he won for you and I. It's something he bought. It's something God the Father gave him when he sat him down at his right hand. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." To be a volunteer in this army, you need your heart so broken that there's no chance it will ever be repaired again. There has to be such an ache inside that there's no medicine, there's no drug. You can listen to all the music in the world. You can dance yourself into oblivion on Friday and Saturday night. But there is nothing that can fill that ache in your heart. You have to have a heart that is broken. You have to have a willingness to open that heart up to God and say, "Lord, only you can heal this heart. Only you can cause it to beat with life again. Only you can give it a reason to live. Only you can give me hope for the future, because my heart is so broken that nothing of this world can repair it." If that's your cry, then God is looking for you to be a volunteer in his army. "He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives." You've got to be a person who's imprisoned by something of this world, something that got into your heart, got into your bloodstream, got into your mind. You can't get free. There's no hope. You don't have a file. You can't make a key. You have no hacksaw. You can't cut the bars. You can't get out. You're in prison. There's no other way out but through the one who holds all the keys of death and hell in his hand, the one who extends to you mercy. If you know that you can't get out in your own strength, then the Lord is looking for you to be a volunteer in this last day army. And the recovery of sight to the blind. You have to be somebody who can't see a way forward. You don't see any divine purpose for your life. You don't even know how to get there. Even if you knew where you're to go, you don't know how to get there. You can't see a way forward. You have to be the type of a person that this world says is not somebody that God has chosen to be a leader or a victor in this army. And if that's you tonight, You might not be able to see God, but God is looking for you. And God is calling you. The people will be volunteers in the day of your power. The people, the honest people, the people who are sober and serious about their condition, the people who are not mighty in themselves, they're not strong, they're not royal, they're not noble, the people who know that they have nothing to offer the kingdom of God, because God says to you, it's not about you offering me anything, it's about what I died to give to you. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. It's not what you can do for me, it's what you will let me do through you for the sake of others. I need people who are bankrupt. I need people who are brokenhearted. I need people who are in captivity. I need people who can't see a way forward. I need people who feel so oppressed that they don't know how they're going to even get out of bed tomorrow morning. If that's you, the good news for you is this is the acceptable year of the Lord. The book is closed. It's given back to the attendant. The book is closed on all of the religion going on around the world today. And today, God says to you again, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. These things now belong to you. Come, ye lame. Come, ye maimed. Come, ye blind. Come, ye poor. Come and buy wine. Come and buy milk without money and without price. There's nothing you can do to achieve this. It's not about you. It's about the Son of God. This is the day of God's power. This is the day. The day of God's power began on the day when Christ was raised from the dead and still continues today until the day he comes to take us home. This is not tomorrow, not last week, not back in 1800 something. Today is the day of God's power. Today. God is saying to this generation, who will volunteer to let me set them free? Who will volunteer to let me fill that emptiness in their heart? Who will volunteer to let me loose them from every bond of wickedness? Who will volunteer to let me pour into them the resources of God to make them what they could never be in themselves? I'm looking for volunteers in the day of God's power. Not looking for people who just mentally assent to truth. That's good in itself. Thank God for that. It has to begin somewhere, but that's only the beginning. I'm looking for people who go beyond just assenting to the, just agreeing with the truth to say, here am I volunteer. I volunteer to be the next person you fill with your spirit. I volunteer to be set free. I volunteer to be given sight to see a way forward, not just for myself, but for others. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I volunteer. Many, many years ago, almost 40 years ago, I heard a message like this in a church. It was probably similar. I don't remember the exact words of it. But I remember getting out of my seat, and I was sitting in the middle, almost at the back on this side. And I got out of my seat when I heard a call to be given for the things of God. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, I have got nothing that you can use. The little boy in the Bible at least had some loaves and fishes. I don't even have that. I remember thinking, God, if you could use a bad temper, I can give you that. You can use a selfish heart. I can give you that. I've got nothing. I've got no speaking ability. I've got no leadership ability. I've got nothing that I would want if I were God. But yet, I volunteer. I came forward. I got on my knees. There was only two of us that day. And I got on my knees and I just said, Lord, I got nothing. I got nothing. But if you can take it and use it, I give myself for your kingdom. And for whatever you think you can do with this life, it belongs to you. In other words, I volunteer. Now, if you were looking at resumes, you would have turned me back to my seat. Sorry, son, go back there. You're not quite ready for this. No, of course I wasn't ready. I was poor, brokenhearted, captive, blind, oppressed. I really qualified. If I would have only known this, I would have jumped out of my seat and ran to the altar. Because I had everything in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 was mine. But the Lord says, no, I'm going to now take all of this away, and I'm going to give you something else to replace it. I just need you to volunteer. So how many volunteers do we have tonight? I'm serious. How many volunteers? Look at the hands. Look around you. Keep your hand up. Look around. Folks that are not interested in playing religion, I'm interested in a living relationship with God. I'm interested in God taking me wherever he wants to. I'm interested in God making me into whatever he chooses to. I'm interested in God delivering me from my poverty and giving me his strength, my captivity, giving me his freedom, my blindness and giving me his sight. I'm interested in being made a voice for God, my inability to do anything, and he making my life into a testimony. I'm willing. The people will be, it says in the original King James, willing in the day of your power. This is the day of God's power, folks. This is the day. Not tomorrow. Today is the day of God's power. I'm willing. Online, those that are listening tonight, how many at home are willing? It's not just about you trying to get your life right. You can't get it right. God is the only one who can make your life right. It's about you standing up in your living room and saying, I'm just like Pastor Carter was. I have nothing, God, to give you. But Lord, if you can use nothing, here I am. If you need poverty, I'm poor. If you need something to fill, I'm empty. If you need a place to heal, I'm broken. If you need a place to give sight, I'm blind. If you need someone to set free, I'm oppressed. But oh God, you're looking for this in this modern day army that you're raising. You don't want the mighty. You don't want the proud. You don't want the self-reliant. You don't want the people with all their ideas and all their resumes. It is me, Lord, you're looking for. It is me you want to fill. I am the volunteer that you're looking for in the day of your power. And so I say, as we were taught to say in the book of Revelation, come, Lord Jesus. Come to my emptiness. Come to my captivity. Come to my broken family. Come to my bruised heart. Come to my broken mind. Come to my inability to change and raise me up. Because you said you would rule in the midst of my enemies. And raise me up to be a voice. Raise me up to be a testimony. Raise me up with a ferocity and a fearlessness and a freedom that will shake hell in this generation. Raise me up not to live my life rehearsing my old wounds, but to pick up the sword of God, pick up the stone of God as David did, and run in the valley and face the giants of our time. I've been sent tonight to recruit some volunteers. Somebody, somewhere, that says, Lord, use me. I've got nothing, but you've got everything. This is the day of your power, and I, oh God, am willing. Here am I. My lips, Isaiah could have said, are unclean. All my religion is unclean. It's all fallen short of the glory of God. But I hear your heart, and I see something about you that is causing my heart to be ignited again and to believe that in my nothingness, you can become everything. That you will rule, and that I will be part of what you will do in this generation that so needs to be set free from darkness. I look at the prayer requests that have come in tonight. I've been reading them all a good part of the afternoon today. I actually read them all today. And I don't see any mighty. I don't see any noble. And suddenly the Lord began speaking in my heart this morning and saying, I'm not looking for the mighty and the noble, or people of royal birth, or mile-long pedigrees. I'm looking for volunteers to let me be God. Almost every hand in the sanctuary was raised, so I'm not going to give an altar call because there'd be nobody left in their seats. But what we are going to do is we're going to come to the communion table tonight. And at the communion table, I want you to understand that when Jesus shed his blood, it gave you access to the throne of God. That place that David said he will sit at his right hand until all the enemies of God have been subdued. Do you understand? You and I have access to the throne of God because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And the bread represents the fact that God has given us promises. Peter the Apostle says it's by these promises, not you and I making promises to him because we can't keep them. It's by his promises to us that can't fail. And by these promises, Peter says, we become partakers of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. In other words, we are changed from what we are into what God has destined us to be. This is a supernatural work. It's not by human effort. It's by faith alone. It's the heart that says, God, I'm yours. It's the hands that say, Lord, touch through me. It's the voice that says, God, speak through me. It's the eyes that say, God, see through me. Give me this experience of freedom and victory so that I might be an ambassador for you, looking for other volunteers for your kingdom. That I might go to people who are exactly like I am or was and tell them what you have done for me. That is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.